so much military and economic and diplomatic power been used so ineffectively? And if after all of this time and all of this sacrifice and all of this support, there is still no end in sight, then I say the time has come for the American people to turn to new leadership, not tied to the mistakes and the policies of the past.
This is Tom Murphy. Come on along and help us celebrate the great American summer with a look at the late 60s and 70s, the music and memories that touched our lives. Coming up this hour, a walk through MacArthur Park, Woodstock Revisited, and a special salute to summer movies, all a part of the great American summer. It was the summer of 1968. Herb Alpert made a musical departure from instrumental trumpet hits with the Tijuana Brass and scored with a number one vocal, This Guy's in Love with You.
You see, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can't tell. We know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I'd do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hand to let my heart keep breaking, 'cause I need your love. I want your love. Say you're in love with this guy. I'll just die.
I woke up realizing that I had the American dream. You know, it was I was successful and I had healthy and all the things that we think about. And I didn't have that real good feeling inside, and I was willing to give up everything for it. So I was on a search to try and find myself. And I knew that if I ever did, it would have an effect on everything I touched, most importantly music.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
No!
Is that possible?
No!
Oh my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot.
Get him!
I am right here. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot.
After the death of presidential hopeful Senator Robert Kennedy, the Democratic Convention in Chicago nominated Vice President Hubert Humphrey, but not before setting a record for violence.
Gentlemen, get the thing straight once and for all. The policeman isn't there to create disorder. The policeman is there to preserve disorder.
All the world of a song, easy to sleep. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free.
The Rascals with the number 18 song on our summertime top 50, People Got to Be Free.
How could I forget the summer of 1968? My boyfriend was in Vietnam. Thank God he made it back okay. Our favorite song was MacArthur Park.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and repressed in love's hot fevered iron, like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no. I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees. Like tender babies in your hands, and the old men playing checkers by the trees. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have the recipe again. Oh no.
this cock is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe
Summer tops and pops in 1968 were Mrs. Robinson, Simon and Garfunkel, Classical Gas, Mason Williams, Stone Soul Picnic by the Fifth Dimension. In the movies, we watched Bonnie and Clyde, The Graduate, Funny Girl, and Cool Hand Luke. The Andy Griffith Show was number one on television, and Arthur Haley's Airport was a bestseller. The maxi dress was in, and President Johnson was on his way out. Coming up, the greatest rock and roll celebration of the 60s. Peace, love, and good vibes from Woodstock. A memorable part of the great American summer.
We love the summer. The great American summer is home.
The brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
In August 1969, some 450,000 young people made a journey to Dairyman Max Yasger's farm, 50 miles from Woodstock in Bethel, New York. The celebration lasted 3 days with a galaxy of rock talent, which included Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
Joe Cocker.
Oh, baby, how you mine.
Sly and the Family Stone. Jimi Hendrix was also featured at Woodstock.
Excuse me while I kiss this girl.
Feel me. Touch me. Heal me.
Several of the acts became major names on the strength of Woodstock the movie. Most notably, 10 years after, Santana, Sha-na-na, and Richie Havens.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
John Sebastian of the Love and Spoonful had gone to Woodstock simply to hang out. When the rain prevented amplified bands from appearing, John went on stage with just his acoustic guitar.
You're truly amazing. You're a whole city. And it's so groovy to come here and see all you people living in tents. I'd like to sing you a song. Actually, I'd like to dedicate it to, there's a cat, and I really don't even know his name, but I remember the Chip said that, his old lady just had a baby. And that made me think, wow, it really is a city here. But this is for you and your old lady, man, and that kid's gonna be far out.
I've been waiting my time just to talk to you. Looking all down at the mouth and down at your shoe. Well, baby, I come to give you the news. I'll paint rainbows all over your blue.
The Woodstock Festival featured 31 artists, names like Joan Baez, The Band, Blood, Sweat & Tears, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Country Joe and the Fish, The Grateful Dead, Arlo Guthrie, Jefferson Airplane, and Janis Joplin. Looking back, Woodstock was no great dawn. It was the last flag waving on a sinking subculture, which would in succeeding months be rocked by the horror of Altamont, the warfare at the Isle of Wight, the Chicago conspiracy, and the Manson nightmare. It was safer not to think about all this. We could always celebrate summer with our favorite pastime, baseball. A winning team keeps us believing in heroes for just one more season.
Gentry, working hard here against Joe Torre. Now in the set position, here's the pitch. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Paulson to Weiss. There's one. First base, double play. The Mets win. It's all over. Oh, the roar going up from this crowd. A 6-4-3 double play, and it's all over. Congratulations to Gil Hodges, the coaches, and the ball players. Final score. The New York Mets 6 and the St. Louis Cardinals nothing. Stones from the summer of 1969, number one with Honky Tonk Women, and number 19 on the Great American Summer Countdown. It was the summer to shoot the moon.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go. Spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign? Show you the
Summer tops in 1969, Blood, Sweat, and Tears with Spinning Wheel. In the year 2525, Zager and Evans, and Crystal Blue Persuasion, Tommy James and the Shondells. Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In was the year's highest-rated television show. In the movies, we watched Easy Rider, Midnight Cowboy, and Goodbye, Columbus. Portnoy's Complaint by Philip Roth was the number one bestseller, and Mickey Mantle retired after 18 unforgettable years. The summers of our lives continue in a moment with The Carpenters, The Beatles, Diana Ross, and a look at our favorite movies.
The Green American Summer is here.
Close to you.
1970 was the year I got married. Yeah, we're still together. Guess I'm the old-fashioned type.
I was never a good dancer. Never got into all those fast numbers. I like a song that you can dance close to. Helps you get to know the other person pretty good. You know what I mean?
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town
follow you.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
A touch of romance in the 70s. The Great American Summer's number 37 record.
And then we were just one day fooling around, you know, and all of a sudden this vocal thing happened. We feel
this is it. You know, that's the way it happened.
From their early years in Liverpool to worldwide fame in the 60s, the Beatles were always special. They kept us going through some pretty tough times. In 1970, the Beatles recorded their last number one hit, and we all went along, just one more time.
The long and winding road that leads to your door will never disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here, lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the rain washed away. Has left a pool of tears, crying for
The Beatles going home in the summer of 1970. 1 year later, they broke up.
1970. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger approved the expenditure of millions of dollars for clandestine CIA action in Chile, aimed at preventing the election and inauguration of Marxist Salvador Allende as president. American troops began what President Nixon called an incursion into Cambodia. Two black students at Jackson State College in Mississippi were killed by police firing on a dormitory. In an interview, Richard Nixon gave his impressions of the students populating the nation's college campuses. Ironically, just 4 short days later, one of the nation's greatest tragedies would erupt on one of those very campuses at Kent State University.
How did it start? Do you have any idea?
Well, yeah, the pigs opened fire on us.
Well, they were going up the hill.
Bullets against rocks.
And The National Guard turned around and opened fire. Nothing happened previous to that. Nobody had fired at the National Guard beforehand.
I think it was deplorable that the National Guardsmen that went into Kent had live ammunition in their rifles.
Be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my God, let it be me. Of the love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold.
From the Supremes to a solo career, Diana Ross continues to be consistent with finding the right song and making it work.
The more the audience is and the public expect a lot of me, it just makes me work harder. You know, I think, you know, I get off on negative criticism. It just makes me want to work harder. You know, it just makes me want to do something better.
Coming up, a nostalgic trip to the movies of summer's past on The Great American Summer. Doesn't that sound familiar? Bet you thought I was going to show you a movie. This is Tom Murphy, and by the way, there's no smoking in the loges. I started going to the movies when I was around 12, and that was also the price of a ticket, 12 cents for summer Saturday matinees, where you could see two cartoons, a Batman or Durango Kid serial, plus Roy Rogers or Gene Autry in a full-length feature. Sorry, Gene, I used to stumble up to the candy stand whenever you did your musical number. Butter popcorn for a dime? And if I had enough, I'd splurge on some dots. Dots didn't stick to your teeth like jujubes. As the years passed, I can remember hearing certain songs over the credits or later on in the movie that stood out, and sure enough, some of them became major pop hits. In 1959, I really liked A Theme from a Summer Place. That's the one with Sandra Dee and Troy Donahue. None of the gang I hung around with looked like Sandy or Troy, but a lot of us bought that record. In the summer of 1963, I went and saw a real bizarre flick called Mondo Cane. Showed weird kind of happenings from different cultures around the world. A song called More was the theme. It sounded pretty good at the time. More became a very big hit.
We got an early start. Gonna have a fall. We're gonna ride the surf. Yeah, and that ain't all.
Remember all those beach party movies that AIP released in the summer? Yeah, that's our favorite Mouseketeer singing the title song. I bet Frankie Avalon and Annette had a lot of fun making those movies. I don't think Frankie really knew how to surf. Anyway, I enjoyed watching Annette and Eric Von Zipper. He was cool, you stupids.
It's been a
Yeah, the Beatles' first movie. That was a good one in 1964. I'd like to see that one again. Loved all the songs.
The look of love is in your eyes. The look your heart can't disguise.
Remember this one? That's Dusty Springfield. I liked her a lot, too. Kind of reminded me of Kim Novak. The song was from a James Bond 007 movie called Casino Royale. My girlfriend at the time told me about this song after she saw the movie first. She said it was such a sexy number. As a matter of fact, she was pretty sexy too.
All he wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow. Let your waters wash down, keep me from this road to some
another town.
Remember Easy Rider in 1969. It starred Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, and Jack Nicholson. I saw that one twice. About a month ago, I watched Easy Rider on television one night. It just didn't feel right for TV. Had to see it in a theater without commercials, I guess. Here's some other songs that were featured in Easy Rider. Steppenwolf did this one.
Born to be wild. Born to be wild. If the mountains fell in the sea, let it be. It ain't me.
In 1968, Anne Bancroft gave Dustin Hoffman the eye in The Graduate. Did you know that Mrs. Robinson in real life is married to Mel Brooks? Simon and Garfunkel sang this hit from the movie, and I'm not going to talk anymore and let you hear this one all the way through. This is Tom Murphy remembering favorite movies and their hits from summers past.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our fathers. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are simple. Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Everybody's talking at me,
I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.
Dustin Hoffman and John Voight starred in Midnight Cowboy, and that's Harry Nilsson singing the title song. He used to work in a bank before he made records, and this was a big hit.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks?
In the summer of 1971, Shaft really got down on the bad guys with this crime caper. Richard Roundtree was Shaft, am I right? Isaac Hayes wrote and recorded the theme. The song became more popular than the movie. That happens sometimes. Well, it's about time to get some popcorn. And did you see those prices on the candy? The girl at the candy counter didn't even know what dots were. What a bummer. This is Tom Murphy looking back on summer movies on the great American summer.